Federal data, Biden's HHS lost contact with half of all migrant children released to adult sponsors in U.S. by John Binder on November 6, 2025. In the first 2 years of his presidency, former President Joe Biden's Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, headed by Xavier Becerra, lost contact with almost half of unaccompanied alien children, UAC, after they were released to adult sponsors throughout the United States. The data, obtained by the Center for Immigration Studies, CIS, shows the extent to which Biden's HHS was fast-tracking UACs into the care of adult sponsors, the majority of whom were not their biological parents, without following up with them later on. HHS lost contact with 112,872 UACs after 30 days of being released to sponsors, between January 1, 2021, and December 31, 2023, and the UAC's safety or whereabouts could not be determined, CIS's Colin Farnsworth details. Publicly available data from HHS demonstrates that for fiscal years 2021 and 2022, i.e., October 1, 2020, through September 30, 2023, roughly the same time period reflected in the data received by CIS, HHS transferred 235,249 UACs into the custody of sponsors around the United States. Thus, based on the data CIS received from its FOIA request, it appears that during the first 2 years of the Biden administration, HHS lost contact and could not determine the safety or whereabouts of roughly half, 48%, of all UACs it transferred to sponsors across the country. Emphasis added. In August, Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley, RIA, unveiled a bombshell report that Biden's HHS placed more than 11,000 UACs in homes with adult sponsors who were not their parents, relatives, or even vetted through fingerprints and background checks. Current HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. told Congress in May that the Biden administration was the biggest facilitator of child abuse in American history because of how it handled UACs. My predecessor was deliberately employing a policy of speed over safety so they waived all of the identification requirements for sponsors, Kennedy said at the time. Sponsors were not required to show valid identification. They were never fingerprinted, so we don't know if there's a criminal record. There was no DNA testing, so the claims that they were taking a family member were dubious. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.